What I'm sensing today is the energy of jealousy. But let me clarify, it's not jealousy of you or about you. It's a deeper, more spiritual kind of jealousy. It's almost as if someone is saying, I could have done this, I could have had this connection. This energy comes from someone who misread you and your intentions. When I say misread, I mean they misunderstood what you said or the way you communicated. They're used to dealing with people who aren't straightforward, so they often overanalyze and search for hidden meanings that aren't there. This person took indirect actions to make you feel jealous, but only because they themselves were feeling jealous of your environment. They doubted their place in your life and wondered if you saw them as equally important as they saw you. I'm picking up on the words clingy and embarrassed. They were uneasy about these feelings because they are typically someone who's calm, self-aware, and observant. Yet with you, they felt like they were losing control. Your energy brought out a sense of presence in them, something they weren't used to. They became so absorbed in the connection that time and excuses seemed to slip away. For them, this was a rare and powerful experience. Something about your energy felt deeply aligned, leaving them both drawn to and unsettled by the intensity of it. You deeply resonated with their inner desires, their hopes for life, and what they longed for in a meaningful connection. This person isn't someone who easily opens up to others. Yet with you, it was as if a switch flipped. Think of a cat that usually avoids people but suddenly becomes affectionate with someone. It was that kind of shift. You brought out a side of them that even they might not have recognized before. This isn't about past trauma, something many of us carry. It's deeper than that. This person seemed to grapple with the question, are you even real? Because their experiences with people have often mirrored yours. They've encountered individuals who overlook them, take their kindness for granted, and don't offer the same support in return. It's a shared understanding of being underappreciated, which only intensified their connection to you. Though they may not be neurodivergent or unique in a clinical sense, they saw something in your spirit that mirrored their own. It was overwhelming for them. Imagine feeling consumed by an energy so unfamiliar, yet so captivating. That's what they felt with you, an almost otherworldly pull that disrupted their sense of normalcy. They didn't care about their existence or even anything else around them in those moments. It was as if their focus narrowed entirely on you with a silent declaration. I see you, and no matter what happens, I won't let you go. However, their actions were clouded by desperation and uncertainty. They made choices, perhaps influenced by fear, confusion, or even poor advice, that didn't align with their true feelings. These choices weren't malicious, but stemmed from an overwhelming fear of losing you. They felt unbalanced, as if they cared for you far more than you could ever care for them. It left them questioning whether the connection was too good to be true, almost like something too perfect to hold on to. In their mind, tipping the scale seemed like a way to regain control. Yet in doing so, they risked complicating something pure and genuine. This person doesn't fully grasp how compassionate you are, not just toward those you love, but even toward people you barely know. For many of you, this is someone whose energy, whether you've encountered them yet or not, will resonate deeply with you. Through conversations, you'll find yourself naturally drawn to them, possibly even falling in love. This individual, let's avoid labeling it for now, tried something intentional, almost like a plan to provoke a reaction. It's as if they thought, I need to make you jealous or get you to respond emotionally. This approach might have worked on others, but not on you. You have a unique way of thinking, one that's straightforward and clear. Their actions weren't necessarily self-sabotage, but more of a misguided attempt to navigate unfamiliar territory. They're used to dealing with people who play along, who aren't clear about their intentions or needs. You, however, are different. You're upfront about your desires and how you expect to be treated. Your honesty set the tone, even if they didn't acknowledge it outright. Deep down, they understood they were dealing with someone unlike anyone they'd met before. Yet this clarity unsettled them. When they're with you, they feel something they're not used to, a sense of peace and stillness, as if they no longer need to search for something missing. They're not accustomed to this level of connection. While you might be clear about what you want from this relationship, for them, it's almost overwhelming. They feel disconnected from their usual reality, as if they've entered a new realm of being. For many of you, this connection is romantic. though for some it might simply be a deep relational bond. Their past tactics, attempts to make others jealous or provoke certain reactions, may have worked before. But with you, those same strategies only highlighted how different and unique your perspective is. You aren't swayed by manipulation, and that's something they're learning to process. Their efforts to provoke a response have either failed or will fail if they try again, because you don't react the way people expect. Your upfront nature makes you different. You don't leave room for people to misinterpret your intentions or second-guess your words. You've been transparent and true to yourself, which isn't something they're used to dealing with. It's not a flaw, but it's outside their comfort zone. This openness places you in a unique category for them, one they don't quite understand how to handle. They may have done something they now regret, realizing their actions were misguided. They feel like they've backed themselves into a corner, struggling with the consequences of their own choices. This person isn't malicious, but overwhelmed and irrational, sometimes acting out in extreme ways to seek reassurance that you care about them. But their methods don't work on you. You've grown past the need to chase people or play into emotional games. You might even be sensitive to these kinds of energies, naturally resisting them. This person's usual approach, which has worked on others, falls flat with you. They didn't anticipate your responses, or lack thereof, and now they feel stuck in a loop of their own making. It's almost as if they're trying to distance themselves from you to avoid facing their vulnerability, yet they find themselves unable to let go. Their connection with you feels different from anything they've experienced before. It's not just physical or mental, it's spiritual, deep, and all-encompassing. They fear that if things fall apart, they'll lose a part of themselves along with the relationship. This fear drives them to observe you closely, learning everything about you, not in an obsessive way, but with a selfless and protective love. They've placed themselves as a silent guardian, knowing you so well that they could hurt you strategically if they wanted to, but they never would. This love isn't about control or possession. It's quiet, selfless, and rooted in a desire to understand and support you. Still, they remain trapped in their own insecurities, unsure how to move forward without risking everything. There's a certain complexity to this connection. This person seems to read every part of you, your light, your darkness, your every nuance. Because of this, communicating on a basic, everyday level feels challenging, yet there's an undeniable flow of energy between you that's happening on a deeper, spiritual plane. This individual might feel stuck, as though their actions or words have backed them into a corner. They want to express something honest and profound, but feel paralyzed by the fear of being vulnerable. They've always controlled their emotions and reactions, carefully managing how much they let people in. But with you, everything has shifted. Your presence brings them a kind of stillness and peace they've never felt before, which is as comforting as it is terrifying. They're afraid of what would happen if that peace disappeared. In their confusion, they've made choices, sometimes irrational or counterproductive, to regain control or test how much you care. But you don't respond the way others do. You've done the inner work to move beyond reacting to manipulation or needing validation. Your energy operates on a different level, which unsettles them. They're not used to someone who doesn't chase or cling, and it leaves them feeling unsure of how to proceed. This person's actions may seem calculated, but they come from a place of fear rather than malice. They don't mean harm, but their loss of control has led them to act in ways that even they don't fully understand. What they need, and what you might need too, is to surrender. Let go of the need to control the situation or fight against your own insecurities. In that surrender, there's room for something authentic to grow, something rooted in trust and mutual understanding. This process of letting go might feel uncomfortable, even frightening, but it's essential. Only by releasing the need for control can both of you allow the deeper, brighter sides of yourselves to emerge. Love isn't about power or dominance, it's about acceptance. And perhaps, through this connection, both of you are learning how to fully embrace that truth. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.